Okay, imagine just an ocean of data, a digital tsunami aimed right at one single target, basically threatening to just wipe it off the map.
Yeah, it sounds like sci-fi, but it's real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what Cloudflare just defended against. We're talking about the largest cyber attack ever recorded.
An 11.5 terabit per second distributed denial of service attack. TBPS.
11.5 TBPS. I mean, that number, it's not just big, is it? It feels like a completely new benchmark in, well, cyber warfare. It changes things.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
And that's really our mission for this deep dive. We want to unpack the sheer scale of this thing.
Right.
Peel back the layers on, you know, the methods these attackers use, trace where it all came from, because it wasn't just one place.
Okay.
And most importantly, figure out what this means for online security.
Hmm.
For all of us, really, including you listening right now.
Yeah, exactly. Think of this as your shortcut, your way to get properly informed about this huge digital battle that honestly affects how we all live and work online now. And get ready for some surprises, too, like how maybe that smart device in your kitchen could actually be turned into a weapon.
It's unsettling, but yeah.
Or just how fast these threats are growing. It's kind of alarming.
It is.
So, okay, let's dive in. 11.5 terabits per second. That number is just, it's hard to even visualize. What does that actually mean in practical terms? What kind of impact are we talking about?
It is genuinely mind-boggling. Maybe think of it like this. Imagine trying to funnel, say, all the internet traffic for a major city, or maybe a huge chunk of a continent's data.
Wow.
All through one single pipe, aimed at one target.
Yeah.
That volume, 11.5 TBPs, it doesn't just slow things down. It's designed to completely overwhelm infrastructure.
So, like, break it entirely.
Pretty much.
Right.
We're talking about making critical online services just vanish. Think your essential work apps, cloud platforms, maybe financial trading systems, even the core routers that direct internet traffic.
Gone.
Gone. Rendered completely inaccessible. In seconds. The goal isn't just disruption, it's total exhaustion of resources.
And that resource exhaustion, for you listening, that translates to, well, your key software freezing, maybe your online bank just not loading, public services grinding to a halt. It really shows how fragile things can be, doesn't it?
It does. It highlights our dependency.
So how do they do it? How do attackers generate that much, well, junk traffic?
Mm-hmm.
The sources mentioned something called a UDP flood. What's that about? Why is it so effective for this kind of scale?
Right. The UDP flood, its effectiveness, or maybe its destructive power, lies in how UDP works.
Yeah.
User Datagram Protocol, it's connectionless.
Connectionless.
Yeah. So unlike TCP, which needs that back and forth handshake to start a connection, UDP is more like fire and forget. Attackers just blast out a massive stream of these UDP packets. They don't need a reply, don't even care if the packets get there.
Ah, so they just send.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the target system, it has to try and process every single one of those incoming packets. It's forced to use up vital resources, network connections, CPU time, memory.
For
junk, essentially. Unsolicited packets. And that just rapidly drains its ability to do anything else. It collapses.
Okay, that makes sense.
And in this specific attack, the 11.5 TBPs one, they didn't just go for a massive data volume. They also hit it with an incredibly high packet rate.
Packet rate.
Yeah, 5.1 billion packets per second. BPPS. That's crucial because hitting it with that many packets that fast can saturate the network hardware itself.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the bandwidth is totally full, the gear just can't keep up.
So it's a double whammy, huge volume and blinding speed of packets.
Precisely. The dual approach designed for, well, maximum impact.
That's intense. And what really gets me is this wasn't just a single massive blast, was it? An attack this big usually takes some planning, some buildup.
No, you're absolutely right. Not a one-off at all. Cloudflare's data showed this 11.5 TBPB peak was actually the high point of a much longer campaign. Weeks long.
Weeks.
Yeah. During that whole period, their automated systems were constantly fighting off hundreds of these hypervolumetric DDoS attacks.
Yeah.
Big ones.
So they were just relentlessly hammering away.
Relentlessly.
Yeah.
The sheer persistence, the scale over weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It strongly suggests a really coordinated effort. Sophisticated attackers.
Right.
We're likely talking about groups with serious resources,
yeah.
You know, huge networks of compromised computers, botnets, or maybe dedicated server infrastructure, possibly significant funding.
Yeah.
It really shows how much cyber criminal capabilities have evolved. It's moving beyond just quick hits to these sustained digital sieges almost.
When you say sophisticated threat actors, serious resources, who are we talking about typically? Is this like governments, nation states? or massive criminal game?
That's always the million-dollar question, isn't it? And often tough to pin down definitively just from the traffic patterns.
Right.
The source of the traffic might be all over the globe, but the orchestration points to organized groups. It can certainly be state-sponsored actors going after critical infrastructure or specific companies. But we also see highly organized cybercrime groups. Some operate almost like corporations now, using these huge attacks for extortion, maybe, or as a smokescreen for other attacks like stealing data.
Distraction.
Exactly. And then you've got the whole DDoS for hire thing on the dark web, which lets smaller players rent this kind of massive firepower. It blurs the lines.
Right.
But what's clear is launching 11.5 TBPS, that takes significant capability. It's not trivial.
No kidding. And when the story broke, I remember seeing initial reports pointing fingers, maybe suggesting one big cloud provider was the main source. But it's usually more spread out than that, isn't it? Rarely just one tap turned on full blast.
That's spot on. Distributed attacks are the norm now. While, yes, initial reports did mention Google Cloud as a significant source,
Right.
the later analysis showed it was much more spread out. The attack traffic came from a really diverse mix of sources.
Like what?
Well, definitely Internet of Things devices, IoT stuff. Think compromised smart cameras, DVRs, maybe even industrial sensors.
Wow, everyday gadgets.
Everyday gadgets, yeah. Plus other cloud providers, different platforms. It's a classic tactic, this distribution.
Why?
Because it makes defense a nightmare. The bad traffic isn't coming from one obvious place you can just block. It's like trying to stop rain. It's coming from everywhere.
Right.
Requires a much smarter, broader defense.
So wait, that smart camera I have, or maybe even a smart fridge, it could actually be part of launching an attack like this without me knowing.
Potentially, yes. That's the
I mean,
uncomfortable truth.
yeah, that's a bit chilling. Makes you think twice about all the connected stuff in your house, doesn't it?
It absolutely should.
Yeah.
Every single device connected to the internet, if it's not properly secured with, say, strong passwords and updated software, it's a potential foothold for attackers.
A potential zombie in a botnet.
Essentially, yes. And with just the sheer explosion of IoT devices out there, that potential attack surface is just growing, well, exponentially.
Okay. And going back to Google Cloud being named as one source,
No.
how did they react to that? Being singled out, even if it wasn't the main source, what's the responsibility there for these giant cloud companies?
Yeah, Google Cloud addressed it pretty quickly. They clarify that, yes, their infrastructure was one of the sources used in the attack,
Okay.
but definitely not the majority of the malicious traffic.
Yeah.
And importantly, they pointed out that their own abuse detection systems caught the activity.
Ah, so their systems worked.
Exactly. They identified it, followed their protocols, notified customers. And this really highlights a bigger point. It's a shared responsibility across the whole industry.
Right.
All the big cloud providers, like Google, need to invest heavily in these sophisticated detection systems. It's not just about protecting their own platform, but about preventing their massive resources from being, well, weaponized against others. It's about internet health overall.
That makes sense. It's an ecosystem thing. Everyone has to play their part.
Precisely.
So, this attack, 11.5 TBPS, it's not just breaking a record. It feels like it's signaling this really alarming trend. The bar for what counts as a huge attack just keeps getting higher, faster, and
It
faster.
really does. And the speed is what's sobering. Just think, only 3 months before this massive 11.5 TBPS event,
Yeah.
Cloudflare dealt with a 7.3 TBPS attack.
Yeah.
And that was considered enormous at the time, a real benchmark.
7.3 TBPS just 3 months earlier.
Exactly. That one hit a hosting provider, lasted about 45 seconds, but delivered, get this, about 37.4 terabits of data total.
Which is like what, in real terms?
Think streaming maybe over 9,000 HD movies all at once in 45 seconds.
Wow, okay.
And that attack came from over 122,000 different IP addresses. So going from 7.3 TBPs to 11.5 TBPs in just 3 months, it really shows this alarming rate of evolution. It's not just getting bigger, it's escalating incredibly
It's
fast.
not a slow climb, it's like leaps.
Exponential leaps, really, forces everyone to constantly rethink what big even means.
And Cloudflare released some numbers too, right? That paint an even starker picture of just how fast things are accelerating. Not just the peak size, but the sheer number of attacks.
Yeah, the statistics are frankly alarming. They reported that in just the first half of 2025, so 6 months, they blocked 27.8 million DDoS attacks.
Million in 6 months.
27.8 million. And here's the kicker. That number is more than the total number of attacks they blocked in the entire previous year, 2024.
Wait, more in 6 months than all of last year?
Yes. 2024 saw about 21.3 million attacks, both HTTP and network layer. So, Yeah, more attacks already this year than all of last.
That's staggering. Why? What's driving such a massive increase?
It's a mix of things, really. The attack methods themselves are getting more sophisticated, easier to deploy. Plus, as we mentioned, those DDoS for hire services make powerful attacks accessible to more people.
Right. Lowers the barrier in entry.
Exactly. And then there's the ever-growing army of vulnerable devices, especially IoT things, just waiting to be pulled into botnets. More devices means bigger potential botnets, bigger attack.
And this isn't just a problem for Cloudflare or Google, right? This affects everyone using the internet.
Absolutely. These trends impact the stability, the reliability, the security of the internet that, you know, we all depend on every single day for pretty much everything.
So with attacks getting this big, this sophisticated, this frequent, how did Cloudflare actually stop them? How did they successfully defend against 11.5 TBPs? It sounds like they must have some kind of invisible, super smart shield.
It's actually a pretty good analogy. They essentially do. Their defense relies heavily on automation, autonomous blocking.
Meaning
systems driven by AI and machine learning that analyze traffic patterns constantly in real time. They spot the malicious stuff and neutralize it automatically without needing a human to step in.
Instantly.
Very, very quickly. Within seconds of an attack starting. This isn't something they built overnight, of course. It's the result of years of massive investment in their global network and cybersecurity tech.
Right.
Their network is built to just absorb and filter these huge traffic floods. It's proactive defense, using automation at a massive scale.
Okay, so automation and AI are key. This whole incident feels like more than just a wake-up call to spend more money, doesn't it? It feels like it demands a shift in how we think about defense. Maybe more collaboration.
Definitely. It's a profound call to action, not just for individual companies, but for the whole industry. Organizations just have to keep evolving their defenses. What worked 6 months ago might be useless today.
Constantly adapting.
Constantly. And it absolutely raises those questions about collective responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Cloud providers, service providers, everyone needs robust systems to stop their own infrastructure being misused. We need more cooperation, more intelligence sharing. Security has to be seen as a shared ecosystem burden.
So what does this mean for, you know, the average organization out there, the listener running a business maybe? What are the practical takeaways? What can they actually do to protect themselves better in this kind of environment?
Right. The practical steps. Based on what we know works, several things stand out. First, multi-layered defenses. Not just a firewall, but ideally advanced DDoS protection services that can handle these huge volumes.
Okay, layers.
Second, rate limiting. Setting sensible limits on how much traffic or how many requests you'll accept from a single source in a given time helps stop those resource exhaustion attacks. Third, have a plan. A detailed incident response plan. Know who does what when an attack hits. And practice it. Update it.
Don't wait for the fire to figure out where the extinguisher is.
Exactly. Also, regular security checkups, assessments, penetration testing. Find your weak spots before the attackers do.
Makes sense.
And finally, basic but crucial, enough capacity. Having enough bandwidth and server power isn't just for good performance anymore. It's about having the headroom to absorb sudden malicious traffic spikes without collapsing.
So capacity becomes part of resilience.
Absolutely. These aren't just for tech giants. The principles apply to any organization online, big or small. The scale differs, but the ideas are the same.
Okay, so let's just quickly pull that together. We've dived deep into this record-shattering 11.5 TBPS DDoS attack that Cloudflare stopped.
Mm.
We looked at the clever, nasty UDP flood method they used, realized this wasn't a one-off, but part of a weeks-long campaign.
A sustained assault.
Right, and traced where it came from, distributed sources, including, worryingly, everyday IoT devices.
Yeah, the smart toaster army.
We also saw just how fast these DDoS threats are escalating, more attacks in the first half of this year than all of last year, which is wild.
Truly alarming acceleration.
And finally, we touched on how critical those advanced automated defense systems like Cloudflare's are becoming in fighting back.
Yeah, that autonomous defense is key. So if we kind of zoom out, think about this rapid growth in attack power, this sheer scale.
Yeah.
And combine that with how much we increasingly rely on all these interconnected devices, you know, especially IoT stuff everywhere. Okay. It does raise a pretty fundamental question, doesn't it?
What's that?
As our digital lives get even more tangled together and the attackers get exponentially smarter and more powerful, what totally new kinds of vulnerabilities are going to emerge from all this complexity? Things we haven't even thought of yet.
Huh.
And maybe more importantly, how fast will we collectively, individually need to adapt our defenses just to stay one step ahead? Are we keeping pace with the next digital tsunami?
That is definitely something to think about, a real challenge for all of us. It's a powerful reminder that, you know, understanding your own digital world, thinking about cybersecurity, it's just more vital than ever in this complex online life we lead. Stay curious, everyone, and stay secure.